Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Buffalo Sabres head coach Ralph Krueger's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Paul William Belt, your power of attorney, by Falls View Casino Resort, Niagara Falls, Canada, and by AXA Advisors. Take the next step toward your financial future today.
We are joined on the Wester Hotline by Sabres head coach Ralph Krueger. The Sabres back in action against Carolina tomorrow night at KeyBank Center. Ralph, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. It's good to be home, and we're excited to have a home game tomorrow. So all well here.
How was the trip as a group? Maybe outside of the games, the losses themselves.
Yeah, there's definitely two sides to that trip. The one is the results that we're disappointed with, especially in Game 2. But the overall experience for our team was excellent. The players were outstanding ambassadors for the Sabres, number one, and for the National Hockey League. And I thought the overall way that we managed it was strong. And, yeah, we've taken some good lessons with us, too, which will make us stronger in the future. Tampa Bay, a strong opponent there. But overall, I would say a good experience, and we're happy to be back in the NHL rhythm, though.
Ralph, what kind of events did you guys have to do over there? You say ambassadors for the game. Were there a lot of events with kids, events with fans from Sweden, just an opportunity to kind of do stuff away from the ice?
Yeah, there was a regular stream of fans at the entrance and the exits of the hotels, but at the arena we had a few interesting events that were good for getting contact with the fans. We had an open practice on the Thursday where 5,000, mostly kids, showed up, and they were able to watch us skate, but also came in contact with the guys. So it was a good public relations event. And there is, the passion for hockey in Sweden runs very deep, and of course with us having six Swedes with us, we were a popular group to visit. And yeah, it was very, very warm, the whole contact with everybody.
How about fixing things for your 5-on-5 scoring at this point? You may have some ideas. We might see some changes. It's a longer layoff, so maybe with this longer period of time, are there any tweaks that we should expect to see on the way to whether it's the forward group, the defense group, or is it just kind of keep plugging and see what you've got as the season rolls along?
Well, we actually 5-on-5. It was 2-2 first game, 3-3 second game. It was our specialty teams that let us down in Sweden. We lost the specialty teams games in both of those and came home without points. And I think that 5-on-5, we are seeing more pressure to the net in the second game. We getting over 40 shots on net is not necessarily a goal that we need to have. If you're leading in the National Hockey League, you don't need to be pumping shots like that. But it was good for us to have that and also to see a lot of net pressure and to see often two bodies in and around that. So that's a first step, 5-on-5, to create more scoring. But at the moment, we've got a couple of injuries we're going to be still assessing here this morning, and we're going to see how the group comes together. But, there are a few things we need to improve. We know that. It's a constant every day searching for little areas, and that's one that we're working on really hard.
The scoring of goals of 5-on-5 kind of even, but maybe not the chances. Do you think you're getting enough of the quality chances at 5-on-5?
Yeah, again, shots don't always reveal the chance situation, and I think that overall we need to get our power play firing again. It is the motor of our offense, and when it's confident and doing well, it seems to carry into our 5-on-5 game. But we'll again, the guys are striving to go in the right direction. There's a strong spirit here, and we believe with these two home games coming up, we can get our our game back on track here pretty quickly.
Have you given any thought to Jeff Skinner? I know you had to move lines around with Vladimir Sobotka out with an injury. Have you given any thought to reuniting Jeff Skinner with Jack Eichel, something we saw a lot last year with a lot of success, but have yet to see this year?
Well, the Eichel-Reinhardt-Olofsson line was outstanding in Sweden, scoring all the five-on-five goals, and we're happy to see them clicking. They were, they were generally firing on power play early in the season, but that goal production now, five goals in that period of time shows that they're trending well, and we need to get some other lines scoring offensively for us to get more balance. But we're very pleased with the Eichel line at the moment.
There are no goals yet this season from Jimmy Vesey. Not to single him out, because plenty of guys aren't scoring right now at even strength beyond the Eichel combo. But Vesey in particular, Ralph, what are you seeing? Is he not doing the right things to generate better chances? Is it just not cashing in? Is it puck luck? What do you see from his game?
Well, we like the way Jimmy is fitting into the lineup. He's taking on a penalty-killing role, which is new to him with this level of responsibility. He's also supporting lines defensively in a way, and his speed and puck skill and drive will, the goals will come eventually if he holds the line that he's on right now. And it's not that we focus on so much with Jimmy. We'd like to see secondary scoring through the lineup, as I've already mentioned, but overall the effort is there. He's had some setbacks with a few injuries that have held him out of the lineup too. I believe that Jimmy's goals will come with time, and he just needs to hold the line that he's on right now.
What about your team's play in your own end? Everybody talks about good offense, having if you have the puck, you have possession, you're forechecking, but if you're spending a lot of time in your own end, that's going to hinder your offense. How about the time spent, say, not just the Sweden trip, if you go back through the losing streak, back to the Arizona game, how would you assess what's going on in your own end? Are you spending too much time there?
Well, we're eighth in the league in goals against right now, and we're quite pleased with that number. Anytime you're top 10, you're going to be in the race. You'll be part of the race, and we are a group that's learning and growing away from the puck every day. But we love the buy-in here. Everybody's attempting to play within the principles and concepts. And again, nothing is ever perfect in the game, which makes it interesting. But we're getting closer to the level of consistency that we want. It is truly the offensive production. If you look at something like the Islander game with a 1-0 loss, or even Arizona, the chances we left off the table, the goals against and the overall save percentage is above expectations right now, and we just need to get the offense firing again from the coach's room. That's the way we're feeling. Time in the D zone, there's been shots, but I think the guys have been buying into how we can defend secondary opportunities and chaos. Doesn't show up too much in our D zone, so it's more again at the other end of the rink that I believe we need to see an improvement here to get the results back.
So you mentioned the power play, the motor that can drive the team. Of course, it wasn't going to sustain the rate that it was connecting on in the first couple 3 weeks of the season, but it's cooled off a little bit of late. Anything the coaches have seen in particular there that might be something you could address?
Yeah, I mean, it's an area where you often go in waves and waves of momentum. Now, we've actually liked some of the possession and some of the ozone play better than we did early in the season when we were scoring. So I think it's just that we need to come up with more options that'll surprise teams. The pre-scouting that goes on in the NHL is quite intense, and we like the personnel. We like the way they're fighting for retrievals on the power play, and they're creating, a lot of control time in the ozone. And I think that, getting a little bit more shot hungry would be probably the first place to go on the power play to create more chances.
You were saying shot hungry. I was going to ask you a follow-up question, but then you meant the power play. I was going to ask more of your 5-on-5 play, if you felt like you need to be more shot hungry at 5-on-5. Or if, I feel like I remember earlier in the season you talking about bodies to the net and higher quality shots as opposed to just shots on goal. Just looking at the rankings around the league, whether it's shot attempts that are high danger chances or expected goals high danger chances, I mean, the team has kind of drifted down quite a bit, maybe into the bottom 10 even, in terms of the share of high danger chances, which is how many you get and how many you give up. So I wonder if that's any bit of a concern to you. I started to ask it the one way about your 5-on-5 play, and it's more than just the last two games in Sweden. But as a general trend, it seems to be going perhaps in a direction you might not want it to.
Well, again, we're quite pleased with the way the guys are buying into playing as a team, and I think that when you're getting losses, those numbers are going to stray in the wrong way. And for us, it's just one of the areas that we need to continue to improve on. I agree with you completely that we have a lot of things still to work on. We're far from a finished product, and the offensive production 5-on-5 is something that with our D men getting more shots to the net. We don't want to shoot just for shooting sake. We need to get the pressure to the net in general up. We're working on some things that tactically take some time. But again, I want to underline these guys are trying. They're working hard. They're very involved in practice and in our meetings that we have, and are doing their best to try to improve in the areas we need to improve on. And I believe you're going to see it on the ice.
And one last question, Ralph, before I let you go. I know you're busy.
Yeah,
Rasmus Dahlin, the way that I say it jokingly, I say it, Dahlin's broken. I know he's not broken, but he's not playing his best hockey. And I would think that one of the things you might want to do, or one of the things you might be thinking of is, how do we get this guy back to where he was last year to continue to bring him along? So when you see Dahlin's game, what is it that needs to be a little bit better? What is Rasmus doing well? What is he not doing so well right now?
Well, I'm going to defend Rasmus here because he's working so hard on improving on the defensive side of the game. And, we're spending a lot of time with him in that area, and it's going to take a little bit away from his offensive production as he's cementing the habits there that he needs to cement. And he's still a teenager, and everybody needs to remember that. And we need to be patient with his game. And for a defenseman, it's much more complex than as a young forward coming in. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. He's just such a coachable kid. He's working so hard on doing things right and getting them right. And everybody's going to continue to be excited. And we aren't disappointed with Rasmus at all because of the effort that he's putting in. And, he's putting on muscle mass. We're trying to do weightlifting in and around all our games that we have. And he's right there in the in the front of the line working out as hard as anybody else, and I think that also on the ice his offense he just needs to relax and allow that genius to create when the opportunity's there and find the right balance, and that's what he's working on. And I'm sure as well as the rest of the team, you're going to see some good hockey here in the next few games.
Ralph, thanks as always for giving us some time on the show, and good luck tomorrow night against Carolina.
Thanks, Howard and Jeremy, and all the best to Sabres fans, and we look forward to playing in front of you here at home again tomorrow night.
Have a good morning.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
That is Ralph Krueger on our Wester Hotline. Joins us every Wednesday at 8 o'clock. His segment on WGR brought to you by Paul William Belts, Your Power of Attorney, by Fallsview Casino Resort in Niagara Falls, Canada, and by AXA Advisors. Take the next step for your financial future today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.